you bonehead. Doc and Woody think it's funny. It's time for
Boneheads. Bonehead.
All right, it's Friday, so you're voting for Bonehead of the Week. Five nominees. Five boneheads to choose from. First, we have the guy who got caught by the cops, and he had some cocaine. You know how they put it in those little packets there?
Yeah.
He had four of them, stuck them in his mouth. Thought, all right, I'll hide them in my mouth here. And think these guys will never catch me. I guess he didn't realize that the police were probably going to ask him questions, and they expected answers.
Well, seems to be a problem, officer.
Where'd you hide the coke, man?
What coke?
What's in your mouth?
Nothing in my mouth.
Really? What are those little plastic bags with the white powder in there?
That was nothing there.
Really? Open your mouth, you little... Blow! Then we've got the guy who called 911 because he only got 10 minutes from a hooker that he paid 30 minutes for.
That's your problem, Speedy.
Yeah, because I...
Come on, man. Pace yourself, son.
Because I think it's sort of a hooker protocol that, you know, once the John is finished, they just... Well, they move on to the next one, I would think.
If you get a repairman coming to your house, you're paying for the full hour. And even if he fixes your sink in 20 minutes,
yeah,
you're paying for the full hour.
Do they call 911? Hey, the repairman left early.
And he showed me his butt crack.
Then the other guy called 911 because his girlfriend wouldn't give him sex. He drunkenly says, "You won't give me any ass." He got arrested for public drunkenness because they found him outside of his house when they came to investigate. Then we have the two drunk sisters who were on a whitewater rafting trip.
You guys okay?
And they decided to get hammered before they went on the trip.
That's what you do.
You're going to lose your stuff.
Then they got into a cat fight
on the raft,
pummeling each other as they go down. The rapids getting closer and closer.
And they're wailing away.
Yeah.
Get off of her. Hey, get off of her now. Stop.
It looked like something.
You're ruining this.
Straight out of an adventure movie, man.
You're ruining this.
Those are guys in the kayak. Yeah. They're like, hey, man, we're trying to have a nice day in nature. Then we got the guy in South Wales who he owned a fish processing plant, and he decided to invest some of his monies in a local pub, actually called the Royal Oak. And he got drunk one night and asked for at least I'm assuming he was drunk. He asked for a beer, and they said, no, we can't give you one. It's past last call.
Right.
This is my bar. It's my bar. Yeah, but it's after last call. If we serve you, we'll lose our license. Well, screw you then. So he goes home, gets his backhoe, comes back and destroys the pub.
And he poured a lot of money into that.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm sure when he woke up the next morning, he went, oh.
Yeah, right.
This probably wasn't a good investment idea. Not a great plan.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.